HarperCollins presents Breach of Containment by Elizabeth Bonesteel. Read by Catherine Mangold. Prologue. T-minus 2 days. Yakutsk.
Hey, Dallas, come have a look at this.
Dallas turned and squinted at Martine. On the nearly airless plains, the line between Lena's brightness and the star-dusted black of open space was crisp and painful. And the backlighting always fucked with Dallas's eyes. Eye surgery might help, but that took money. And scavengers, even as experienced as Dallas, never made much money. The dealers made the money, and Dallas didn't understand why more didn't take their hoard and escape. After the failure of the great terraformer experiment, they should have been leaving Yakutsk in droves. Dallas wouldn't leave. Dallas preferred Yakutsk without diffuse sunshine, orbiting Lena with nothing but its thin atmosphere and meager gravity. Dallas had spent 30 years in the domes, and had childhood memories filled with jet-black days clomping across the dusty surface of the moon in weighted boots, finding discarded shipyard parts and the occasional trash or wreckage from passing freighters, starships, and even syndicate raiders, and collecting it like gold. When the terraformers had been activated a year ago, Yakutsk had become alien, and any pleasure Dallas had felt scavenging the surface had dissolved. It seemed so wasteful, forcing a perfectly reasonable moon into a role it had not been born to play. Domes were efficient. Domes took nothing they did not need. Domes made sense. So many people had been frightened and angry the month before, when the terraformers had failed, and they'd had to move back into the old covered cities.